The John Daly Show. Travel.
So we wanted to check in on Vegas. Hey, the NFL is coming to town, and what effect will that have? So we spoke to our insider there, Eric Snyder. Not only does he know football and the Oakland Raiders, but he also can talk food and drink from his place, Montana Meat. But first, we talk Raiders in Vegas.
So the Raiders are really coming to Vegas. This can't be taken back, correct?
No, it can't be taken back. There's too many behind the door signed deals, and right now the local 82, which is the union for construction, is going to create 3,000 jobs for Nevadans to build this thing. This thing is moving very rapidly, and Councilman Steve Sisolak said that shovels could be hitting dirt as early as October.
So this dirt, where are they going to be digging for this new stadium?
Well, there was two sites, Susan. There was one at Cashman Field, Cashman area where the 51's minor league baseball team plays, and a site that's going to be used, which is called Russell 62. There's 62 acres off of Russell Road and the 15. The 15's the main highway that goes straight up the state and to Los Angeles and kind of connects with the 215, so the two major highways in Las Vegas. A little bit south of the Mandalay Bay, there's a lot of land over there. It makes sense, and that's where they're going to start. That's where the shovels are going to start hitting that dirt. So it's exciting.
Now, how do you feel about this? Are you excited?
I have mixed feelings. I've been a Raiders season ticket holder for 28 years. I grew up with the Raiders. I'm a diehard junkie for the Raiders. I also understand, Susan, what the fan base and the passion is up in Oakland, and I think they got screwed. My concern is that Las Vegas is such a transient town. I've lived there for so many years. You both have lived here. That there's so many people I've met in my business that just don't like the Raiders. And how do you build that into a raucous fan base is, yes, maybe 20 years from now, the young kids that want to go to the game with their fathers, that's where you build a relationship with the football team. So I have mixed feelings on them leaving because I'm excited. Wow, I mean, it's like if you're a fan of Green Bay and they move into the town you live in, you're excited. I know this fan base, sir. I know how they don't support teams that lose. And the Raiders, let's face it, the Raiders had a very good year last year. But for 13 years before that, they had losing records. So I'm a little concerned.
Have you noticed any changes around Las Vegas since the announcement? Is there a different vibe? Are there different investments that are coming in? Is there anything new once this has been announced?
I've noticed in the media. I've noticed that in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, in the sports section, it's everything Raiders. It's every byline is, what are the Raiders going to do in the draft? When the NFL schedule was released last Thursday, John, it was on the front page of the sports section. So subliminally, Las Vegas is getting it through the media, and you have the local affiliates of CBS and Fox 5 affiliate sports anchors are up in Oakland with the start of the workouts and interviewing Derek Carr and Khalil Mack, some of the stars of the Raiders. I see it that way. And changes in Vegas is the fact that the economy is really coming around. You're seeing construction everywhere. And now people I know in the restaurant business are talking about getting some land and trying to open up something by Russell 62 with the new stadium proposal site.
Now, we've done a lot of stories in Las Vegas for the show, and everybody knows what a great entertainment town it is. All three of us have lived or are living in Vegas at some point, and we realize what a great place it is to live. Do you think people living here will notice a big change?
Yes. I think it's all positive. I mean, like, the 3,000 workers from Nevada, full-time jobs, Susan, building this stadium. It's gonna relate to the commerce of this town. They're gonna be eating in the restaurants. They're gonna be shopping in the supermarkets, going to the movies here. So the fact that they're building anyways, and the economy has turned around. Having a football stadium, having a football team in your town, I think legitimizes it more from a commerce aspect. Look at the cities of Green Bay, Jacksonville, and Tampa, all small markets, and those football teams have added great revenue to their cities.
Cool. Well, can we talk about one of our favorite spots? It's called Montana Meat. Is that all right if we ask you about that? Because do you know anything about that?
Let me think about it. Okay.
Of course, you are the owner or part owner, manager, bartender. We've done a lot of food and drinks there. Anything new and special coming up as far as food and drink at Montana Meat?
Well, we're always expanding our menus, and we're doing things that sort of to placate more to the vegan and the vegetarian vendors that are out there. And we're also expanding our late night menu. We are open 24 hours. And you're finding now that more people are going out, believe it or not, between the hours of midnight and 8 a.m. And we have a full menu. You can now get steak and lobster at a Montana Meat Company at 3 in the morning, as well as getting it in the dinner hour. So that's something. We're always trying something new. We've added some more Mexican dishes to our fajitas are off the hook. And believe it or not, in a steakhouse, our fajitas are good. And like I said, we're always expanding.
Now, any chance that you might be thinking about moving or opening another version of the restaurant near the new stadium?
Absolutely. Whether it's a fish concept, whether it's a Tex-Mex concept, or another Montana meat, we are actively in pursuit of a venue down there. And there's already been some movement on some. I won't mention any of my competitors, but you know, I hear things all the time, and it's something that's very rapid and moving along. And like we said earlier in the conversation, it's gonna add to the expansion, and people will see more restaurants and more bars opening up, to definitely around the new stadium.
We had a couple of great cocktails when we were there last. Do you have any new stuff that you're doing cocktail-wise?
Well, you know, our peach sangria and our orange and pineapple Long Islands are just, they are so popular, especially with the female clientele. And not only because it combines a wine and an alcohol and a juice, it's got a kick to it, and it's just very addicting. And actually, as the summer months are approaching, those fruity drinks are very, very popular.
Yeah, you made the best wine cooler I've had. In fact, I even stole in your recipe with the pineapple juice, the triple sec, and then the Chardonnay in it. Fabulous.
Yeah, that. Well, you know what? And when you guys came out and tried that, I believe it was last summer. It's really taken off, and I was surprised that during the winter months that that we had the same kind of sales. With those drinks, like I said, they're big during the summer, and people like to have cold drinks, and they like that, you know, that fresh thing, with the fresh fruit in there, and a little pineapple wheel, and all that stuff. So, the garnishes make a lot about the drink, and it's a big success for us.
Yeah, that's kind of like a drink and a dessert in one. And I think John, you've stolen another one of his recipes. Don't you add Grand Gala to something because of what Eric's done?
I'm trying to think. Well, I actually, the Grand Gala, I did that instead of the triple sec. So you're absolutely right. Because don't you use triple sec in that drink, Boychuk?
Well, you know, Susan, I heard something, a different version of that story. I heard that John actually added Manischewitz Concord grape because he's actually going back to his Jewish roots from World War II when he was, you know, an orphan. And the Concord grape actually gives it more of a kosher version of the drink, and I'm very proud that John could enlighten his Irish Jewish roots. But yeah, triple sec is usually used in what I use, but when John does something like that, I'm going to steal it from him and use it with my clientele.
Quote me on it and tell everybody I am a graduate of the Harvard Bartending School.
So it's safe to say that Tom Cruise and John Daly graduated from the Harvard School of Bartending. One got a job on Cocktail, and one got replaced by Ahmad Rashad on Real TV. I don't get this. You know what? There's some things in life that are so unfair. And the Grand Gala is great, John. I'm going back and I'm segueing. But another thing to put it in, you know, Grand Gala is basically a poor man's version of Grand Marnier. Grand Marnier is a great orange liqueur you could put in those drinks, and everyone's familiar with that.
All right, so give us the website for Montana Meat.
MontanaMeat.com.
Check out Undercover Jet Setter for the two TV shows we've already done on Eric and Montana Meat.
For more on The John Daly Show, go to johndaly.tv.